Vacation. So happy we're on this island, Adam. Ever since the NSA dropped us off, I've been having nothing but chill vibes.
Yeah, no, there's no way they're gonna reach us now. I think that from here on out, man, I could just sip these margaritas back, enjoy the view, and then just have a great time. Finally, we get to relax.
Yeah, no more podcasts, dude. No more bullshit.
Leave it all behind. It's all in the past now, man.
Yeah, man, I'm never going back.
You know what I mean?
There's nothing that can get me back.
Oh, boy. I ain't got a phone call here. Me thinks it's the President of the Obama. Yeah.
Fucking Bomberama's calling again, dude.
Yeah, dude, shit. All right, this is a shit moment right now. I don't know how he got a number.
You know he's bringing us back.
All right, see, this is what's going to happen. You're going to do all the talking. Put him on speakerphone. Let's just see what he has to say.
All right, all right. So, Bomberama, how you doing right now?
Hey! Part of the podcast, boys. I'm gonna need to talk to you about a little something here. Your country's in danger, and we need the positive podcast boys again. Now, are you up for the challenge?
Well, ever since you left us on this island after the whole torturing and raping thing, what?
Yeah, Obama, not fucking cool at all. Well, I understand. See, the thing is, we have terrible negativity up in the Iraq-Afghanistan region. We definitely need you, positive podcast boys, to head in and infiltrate the situation. Now, I understand you guys love women. I'm prepared to offer you 72 virgins. Is that okay with you guys?
Well, Adam, looks like we're headed to Washington. Welcome to Positive Podcast, episode 25 of this wonderful journey we're taking you on into the depths of Positive Realm.
Where are you taking me? Where are you taking us? Show me. Tell me. Now, go.
See, I feel that the way to enlightenment is not through the church, is not through some type of scripture. It is through your own mind. It is through your own thoughts. With positive outlook, you can bring heaven into yourself.
All right, so if you're enjoying what Josh has to tell, say, press one now. No. Honestly, though, there's no such thing as, why is there enlightenment for you, but not for, like, the dog? Or are animals already through a stage of enlightenment?
All right, see, this is what happens in Positive Podcast.
No, I'm just questioning what you have to say. I'm sick and tired of you being like, what do I mean? Like, come on. If there's so many people out there trying to reach this enlightenment, like, what happens when you get there? Like, oh, I'm the best. I understand everything. Like, how's that help you? There's no more thrill involved in life, I guess.
This is coming from someone who is not enlightened. Because true enlightenment is not a goal. It is a journey. You right. Do not get to a finish line. You are always working towards bettering yourself. That is a goal of enlightenment. Enlightened being can only be enlightened if everyone else around him is enlightened, as a Buddhist belief.
Don't believe a single word that Josh is saying.
I swear to God.
Bullshit. You sound like me. You sound like me.
See, the thing is, if you listen to Positive Podcast, you're getting a lot of information that I've gathered myself. Adam is more of a opinionated man.
How do you figure? Where do I get these opinions from?
I don't.
I'm watching videos. I'm doing my own research. I'm learning from people who obviously have gone to school and but they want to tell people like me, so I listen. I get into the weirdest shit, and like I'll come back and tell you, and you're like, yo, bullshit, Adam, bullshit. I don't believe a single word you used to fucking lie.
See, I'm watching Adam drink a Shipyard brew as we speak. I believe they're very tasty, but he tends
to get... You want
to try it? I've had it before.
You never had this time?
Yes, I have.
Last.
He tends to get drunk, and he tends to get very preachy, if you will. Why don't you tell everybody about our experience on Tuesday?
What was Tuesday?
I believe we went to Hartford for a comedy club open mic.
Oh, yeah, that's right. All right, so we got a little late to that open mic. I mean, we were supposed to go on, and somehow you fucked that up. That's what I remember.
I do remember traffic being involved, therefore fault cannot be put onto Josh.
Just kidding, man. Anywho, we got there. You stood there. When we got there, obviously we couldn't get on stage. So me and my other co-host of ours, we bounced. We left your ass there. We're like, you know what? I'm fucking hungry. We ended up walking the mall. Got two Bertucci's. Sat there. I got to tell my joke, actually, to people at the bar, so I was having a good time. And I remember we were walking out. Well, when we walked in, there was someone standing there, like, who were, like, at a desk or a kiosk, you know, saying stuff like, oh, I'll try this wine here. I got the Pinot, however you want to Frenchly pronounce it. And we're like, no, we're good, you know, we just went to the bar. But on our way out, we're done, cash check, everything. No one's at the same table. And this is like directly at the entrance. I end up, Conrad goes, yo, why don't you grab that? And I was like, hell yeah. On the way back, it's a good idea. And I kept like going to it, but like I would look around and make sure like no one was looking. Dude, no one was attending this at all. So I was like, fuck it, grab it, boom, walk out. And literally like the comedy club was right across from this. So I ended up just walking straight across into the comedy club. Hid it from the people at the comedy club because I figured if they thought I was bringing them my own liquor, they would have got pissed. So eventually I just got to where you were sitting at in the club and chilled. Waited for the shit cool down. By the time shit cooled down, they weren't looking for anybody who had a wine bottle.
Now, coming from my perspective, I'm sitting here watching some comedy and I smell alcohol. And not 2 seconds later, Adam Thayer walks up and sits down and he's pretty drunk. I see him with a bottle of wine. He's got that goofy smile on his face. Like, yo, dude, I did it. I got it.
Right.
I was just like, Adam. But I did not know that Adam Conrad was the one who
Why does it matter, though?
Because now I can see it from an outsider perspective. I think Conrad saw the opportunity, and he said, but wait, I don't want to get caught.
Let me see
hey,
this.
Adam, yeah. Why don't you do it?
And then your fingerprints and everything. Yes.
So I think you were played for a fool.
No, I wasn't played for a fool. I mean, I wouldn't have done it if it was obvious.
So how did you feel when you stole this wine?
Excited.
Excited?
Yep.
Why were you excited?
I was excited because I was breaking the law.
So, do you think that's a just... Now, I see... this.
When
is
it's petty, it's not really hurting anybody. Like, you think how many Bertucci chain restaurants and give a fuck that I stole one wine? I mean, I guess someone can make that argument and be like, well, if everybody stole one, there wouldn't be no Bertucci's. Well, I mean, I was just having a good time. That's all. That was... the opportunity presented itself. I kind of have that nature of being like that from when I was little, so I didn't really give a fuck.
So you have the nature to steal, is what you're telling
steal,
me.
Steal, but like not my... who am I really stealing from?
I'm not saying... I agree with you. Bertucci's is a big chain. I'm sure you're not missing it. It's the idea behind it.
Well, someone would... guess. I'm saying. So people could make that argument, but I mean, again, I'm stealing from Bertucci's. Let's not all act like we're not hypocrites here. It was a harmless, petty theft. We've all been to Stop and Shop and or a Big Y or a Walmart and stole fucking... some bread or some juice.
This is true.
We've all been there.
I used to wreck Stop and Shop.
Yeah.
Very
when I was right, when we were working there, it was so fucking... But none of that shit gets, like, missed. When you got one unit item, like a bottle, obviously that's going to be missed in inventory. But when you got, like, say you're taking a slice of ham and they're missing out on, like, say, 0.3 ounces, none of that really gets accounted for. It's just one slice of ham. And how much money they make out of it.
So, in 3 years, when you are at the interview, and some higher-up boss looks at you and says, Adam, episode 25 of Positive Podcast, I believe you said you stole from a company. Would you steal from us? What would you respond to that interview question?
I would say that you can't judge me for who I was such a long time ago. I'm a different man now.
Are you?
I'm always a different person.
As 3 years from now, you're a different man?
I would be a different person. Yes, I would.
See, Adam has this type of a, I got an excuse for it, like, we'll see, like, I like to call it the, we'll see what happened was syndrome.
Let's make that into an acronym or abbreviation.
What Adam likes to do is say, let's say the cops pull him over.
Yeah.
And he's speeding. He instantly, somehow his brain can do it so fast where he has, well, see what happened was my foot was hurt and then the toe hurt and it came down on the gas pedal and was making me drive fast.
No, I got a perfect one. All right. So when people, so say if I get pulled over by a cop and he was like, I saw you swerving on the road. Well, see what happened is that my tire alignment could be messed up. So, I mean, that could have been one of the reasons why I was swerving, sir. I mean, there's also the fact that it's kind of windy out right now. So my car can be being pushed a little bit. So it's almost like I'm battling my own car, sir.
It's just a complex type of situation.
Exactly.
A lot of factors.
And he'll be like, yeah, bullshit, get out the car.
Exactly. Hands up. I think, didn't this happen to you recently? You were just telling me about you were had to go take care of some business in the police world.
Yes, man. I got a ticket for, first of all, a general ticket for disobeying traffic laws, which had to do with me going down a, basically a do not enter way, dangerous. But it was late at night. I had friends like you directing me where to go and directing me down this do not enter way. So, I remember exactly going, yo, take a left right here. I took a left. Wait. And I was like, oh, what the fuck? And then, boom, I took this ugly U-turn. Ended up ugly in the line. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go right through this red light. There was obviously, it was 1 o'clock in the morning. No one was out. Boom, cop right behind me.
Okay. So I do believe we were coming back from Foxwoods.
Yeah, we were coming back from Foxwoods, and we got a marijuana possession charge.
Whoa, what was that?
A marijuana possession charge?
Possession charge?
Charge?
If I do believe you were not drinking, luckily.
No.
You did not have any alcohol in your system.
Nope.
You did have a fat sack of weed, a good...
About an eighth.
About an eighth.
A little bit less than an eighth.
That's a good sack of weed. It's a good investment.
It is. And I lost it.
You did lose it.
The motherfuckers took it.
I remember the cops pulling up next to us. The blunt was rolled and ready in the
ashtray. We didn't smoke it, did we?
Smoked. Already, it smelled like weed in the car. You're done.
Yeah.
The cop came up. Everybody's got red eyes. He knows what's going on. And he opens you open the window, and he's like, you know, instantly license and registration, you know, who's got the weed. So it wasn't even, and you knew, everybody knew, it was just golden. Golden situation for the cop.
I can see everyone in the back, like, or feeling, or thinking the same thing that I would probably be thinking was like, yo, Adam, I didn't fucking take the rap for this.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
His weed.
I was like, Adam, this is your weed, too. Don't even try. Don't even do it. And so he takes the rap. Cop's like, everybody out of the car. So we all get out of the car. We're sitting on the curb. And for some reason, everybody gets into the, like, let's, like, be friendly with the cop mode. You know what I mean? Yeah. Everybody's like, yeah, so what are you doing? Hey,
those cowboys, you know?
One of our friends is an EMT, and he's rocking that angle all day. He's like, yeah, but, you know, I save people for a living. That's all.
We kind of do the same thing, you know?
And the cops just looking at us like, oh, okay, you guys are all high as fuck. Like, sit on the curb. And they get the dog coming over here.
Dog was, like, sniffing the shit out of my car. Climbing up on
on the window.
Leather is like, damn, leather was fucked up. What the hell? Cop. Fucking pig.
So they get the weed. They get everything. And Adam gets a $240 ticket or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got a $240 ticket for that and the possession of marijuana.
So, this is you take the court date, you don't pay the fee.
No, I mean, when I realized, like, damn, I gotta pay this today? That's when I really looked at the mail, I was like, shit, I gotta pay this today? I called up the clerk, and I was like, hey, listen, I gotta fight this. She was like, yeah, it's a good idea, you might get it reduced. Which, I am getting it reduced, but the real point of this story has something to do with the person that reduced my ticket, who was sitting behind that desk and, you know, has the pen and paper and goes, you know... So what'd you do? And she listens to what I did, and I'll tell her exactly what we just talked about. And then she goes, $100? And she gives this, like, look, like, okay, is that okay with you? Like, it's lower than what you wanted, obviously, what you already have to pay. So you're going to take this, or I can do something about it. And it's like, well, I'll take this, just because I know if I say something, my mouth doesn't always get me what I want. It always gets me in trouble. So... She goes, okay, $100, can you pay this now? Da, da, da. I was like, yeah, I can pay this now. But what really pissed me off was that question that she had. The question mark look that she had at the end where it was like, okay, is that okay? And I was like, well, not really. I mean, like, I know you have the power to go, this is for free, I guess. Like, we'll just dismiss this.
Yeah.
I know that she has the power to do it, but yet she has some reason to think that I should get charged for marijuana when maybe, I don't know, maybe 3 years from now or 5 years from now, maybe even like 6 years, ten years from now, let's just say 10 years, a decade from now, marijuana is going to be legal.
Okay.
In that state. But it's just so stupid to me that we're procrastinating the real law just because it takes time for laws to pass. I mean, I guarantee you if you just asked everyone around in this country right now, more than half of the percent would be like, yeah, marijuana should be legal, thus me never having to pay for a ticket. But because we're taking so long to process all this shit for marijuana, it's illegal now.
Yeah.
Stupid.
But it's illegal. That's the bottom line.
Stupid.
I'm not saying whether I agree or not, but I don't, but she's got to uphold the law.
She's got to do her job. But she also has the power to be like, yeah, I have the right to uphold the law, but I can also be like, well, I have a disagreement about weed. I don't think you deserve to pay it. Dismiss this whole thing.
What if she took out Exhibit A and the blunt that you had rolled was in her hand?
I'd be like, can I get that back? I mean, alright, let's just put it this way. After all the weed, all the money I spent on the weed itself and the ticket, dude, I would have had like at least an ounce.
Yeah, it's true. Didn't you go up once and then have to go up again?
Yeah, I went up one time because I was like, I had my dates mixed up and I missed it. So I could have had a warrant out for my arrest, but she ended up,
So you gotta think, what, $40 in gas? $40
I mean,
gas.
I probably already spent the $200.
That's what I'm saying. So she probably looked at you like, oh, this kid's just...
Well,
you already spent enough money.
Second time here? Damn.
Did you let her know that?
Nah.
I would have been, like, pulling that card over to say I got bills.
But that's what I'm saying, though. Like, why do I gotta come up with all this shit? Like, it's stupid. I didn't even get the ticket in the first place. If anything, give me the ticket for the traffic violation. It would have been $92 instead of $100. What did you get? $8 off. Well,
did you? What is the lesson that you learned?
The lesson I learned is just don't. It's probably best not to drive around with weed in your car and smoking it.
That's a good idea.
I mean, obviously you avoid that whole situation, but still, stupid.
Are you angry?
Not really.
You're not angry anymore?
Not really.
You got your.
It's all over with. I really couldn't give a fuck.
See, I think the law is unjust, but the court's got to do what the court's got to do, dude. At the end of the day.
Yeah, but even then, those. There's something about that position where it seems like they there's no one really checking up on them. Because I was watching, like, Judge Joe Brown. You ever seen Judge Joe Brown?
Yeah.
Or Judge Trudy? Or
Judge fuck? Judy.
Judge Judy. You see what I'm saying? Like, that type of power to be sitting there and, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've seen Judge Joe Brown sit there and, like diss someone. Like, diss them. Like, if it was the streets and we're gonna talk shit about his shoes and his shirt and this and that. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, just get on with the case already and do your fucking job. Like, I understand there's a camera in your face, but is that your job?
I think that's half the thing, though, is it's a big personality thing. So, it could be. I mean, how many judges have you sat in front of, honestly?
None. I only think the person that I looked at.
So, you're taking this all off of TV.
Yeah.
It's all personality. It's not like, I've been in a
But couple, he's a judge, right?
Yeah, but.
All right.
They're obviously playing it up to be like, he's like this big badass, like, putting people down and just shutting them out and everything. Like, I've sat in front of a couple judges, and they are kind of like that authoritative figure, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they're not, like, just drill it into you, like, you know, you're a fucking idiot, right? And everybody's, like, clapping around the courtroom, you know?
Might not even know, because I know judges have the power to go, you know, if someone's fucking around in the judge's office or whatever, court, and they say, like, fuck you, judge. The judge goes, oh, $200 assessment. Charge, right
well,
there.
Well, contempt of court. That's why he's a judge.
He has the right to do that. He is. $200.
See,
$300.
We agreed as a society that he has the right to do that.
So, I didn't agree on that shit. I was born into it.
You got to go get a sign. You got to go
start protesting.
Start making signs. Damn. Going outside and protest. That's the only way you can change
You're right. It's the only way.
That's the only way because we agreed. Like, again, we agreed that weed is illegal.
Apparently, you're right. It's so much crazy to me that this has followed us. From like 30, 20 years, like 50, 1920s, you know, 60, 70, 80 years ago.
Yeah.
It just is still falling. Like, we haven't given it much thought after that. Like, come on, man.
I think it's been given thought, but at the same time, it's so hard to change things to go from just illegal to legal. There's so many, like, loopholes you have to jump through, and there's so many lobbyists that are involved, so many different interests that are involved in this one plant. And that's with anything. That's, you know, if you want to change the price of fucking corn, like corn subsidized, they pay farmers to grow corn. If they took that away, that's going to be, it's not just going to get taken away the next day. They're going to have to go through this big bullshit. It's not just with weed, it's with a bunch of shit. You know, yeah. People are making, every decision that is made in Congress, somebody's making money off of.
Right.
You know, somebody's losing money and somebody's making money. So somebody's going to be like, well, I'm not losing money. I'm going to Congress and I'm going to be, you know, throwing money at this problem. So let's say like the court guy, the prison guards, all the people like the correctional officers, everything like that, if weed's illegal now, or weed's legal now, all the dudes who are in jail, they're not in jail anymore, so they don't need that many correctional officers, so they don't have a job. So now the
Wait, those people aren't in jail anymore? Like, those people who were charged for that get automatically released?
Well, it depends on how they do the law. They could do it where they still stay in jail, or they could do it where they get released.
See, but that would still be fucked up, though.
It would be fucked up, but that's what I'm saying. Let's say you have a job as, I don't know, let's say you work at a grocery store and you're a bagger.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden a law in Congress comes out where they have robot baggers that they want to have built in every grocery store. You don't want that because you're going to lose your job.
Right.
So they have unions that are going to go send to Washington to be like, okay, we're going to throw money at this senator so he won't make weed illegal because all these correctional officers want to keep their job. You know what I'm saying? So that's why, like, all the bullshit.
That's true. That is a lot of bullshit. Just because, like, now you got a group of people who want to throw money at something, which is a lot of money when, say, each person donates a dollar. And you get to a certain one person who obviously makes up, that represents the majority.
It's not even that either. It's, look at private prisons. They have prisons now that aren't run by the government. They're run by private companies.
Yeah.
So every time you go to jail, some dude or CEO is getting a new Corvette because a new dude went to jail. You know what I mean? So their interest, their profit is based on how many dudes go to jail each year. So obviously they're going to want more people to go to jail. You know what I mean? And that's a lot of places in America. They have a lot of private prisons.
It just seems like this is finally becoming something I don't want it to be. Is America is becoming this police state.
I think so too. I think they just had a thing. I was reading today that, you know, the whole NSA thing. There's new information being released all the time about like what is being monitored and what's not. And recently, there's like private email companies that they have that basically, like, you know, it's encrypted. The guy who, like, Edward Snowden, the guy, he was using these private email companies. And the government, you know, bullied him or whatever. I don't know what happened, but somehow the government got let him know that if you keep this company, you know, you're aiding a criminal. So we're going to have to, you know, do an investigation or bring you in, whatever the consequences that they told him would be.
Yeah.
So now a bunch of private email companies just closed, shut down, because they, and then a lot of them had said, you know, we saw the writing on the wall, basically saying that if we don't do this, we're going to get arrested.
Yeah.
So it's like the government is using these tactics to shut down things. You know, businesses, actual companies, that all they do is provide a service. That's like saying we're going to shut down Google because you can search child porn on Google. So
you can find out ways how to, like, cook crack and build this and build that.
It's just,
bombs and shit.
Yeah, it's the same idea. It's like people who want to get rid of guns because somebody went into a movie theater and shot people.
Right.
It's like, it's not the gun who did it, it's the person. And it's not this company's fault, but they just want to have a open internet, an open type of communication line where they can tell everything that's going on. Where it just seems like, I mean, obviously you watch Obama and you see him on TV. He's got this, like, happy-go-lucky, like, yeah, I'm one of the guys.
He's
I'm
a celebrity. Yeah. He's not fucking the president. He's a celebrity.
He's playing basketball with his friends and everything. But really, it's like, if you see what he does, not what he says, it's really, like, obvious that there's some type of, like, expectations that they're going to get their way. You know what I mean? They're going to do whatever they have to do to get what they want.
Right. It just seems like, yeah, you know, after all this, all this complaining. I think there's a lot of us in the same position as us. It begins this position that we don't know what to do, or if we have a huge outrage about something, there really is no plan set for you in motion without this long, extraneous journey for you to go through before you finally get the chance to face your, you know, opponent and then be able to say something legitimate that might make a difference. You have to do a lot of stuff that involves, like, getting the majority of the people, who already, those majority of the people, have such a low attention span that you really need to put a lot of effort and work into getting the attention.
But the thing is, a majority of people are watching Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, all these news companies that are owned by corporations who the CEOs and, like, board of directors on these companies also are board of directors on, like, fucking Halliburton and all these, like, war group, like, companies that are, it's all, you can see the, just how there's so many interests involved in keeping everybody stupid, basically.
Yeah.
They just want to worry about, oh, A-Rod's got steroids, you know? A-Rod got suspended for a year. Let's talk about that on the fucking front page when the fucking NSA is like, I can't believe people aren't more, like, outraged about this, that everything you type, if you type a certain word down, they have so many words that instantly are flagged by the NSA that, like, they pick up on. And you're flagged. Like, that's it. You type this word, so now they're in your system. And it's like, let's say this is a regular conversation. Now your conversation is highlighted yellow or whatever because you said the word fucking bomb in it. You know what I mean? And it's like, it's crazy. So me and you could be talking, and then that pops up. And all of a sudden, we're flagged. They listen to our podcast. They find out that, okay, look at what they're saying here. Look at what's going on here.
Yeah.
Now we're flagged even higher. All of a sudden, we're on a no-fly list. We can't go to Florida for vacation. And then all of a sudden we get a phone call from some fucking dark figure saying, like, you better stop doing that podcast. And then they hang up. And it's like, oh, what happened? My tires are slashed now. And it's just like, sounds crazy, but you never know, dude. if we said the wrong thing, if we had enough people riled up, you don't know what. Because look at there was a reporter, Michael Hastings. He was like a reporter.
What was up with that? I remember he got into a car accident or some shit like that.
Got
right?
a general fired. You don't want to get a general fired because obviously. He's a journalist.
Yeah.
So he let out some information about the Iraq war or something like that. I don't know.
General fired.
Yeah, like
the general of an army.
Yeah. There's a lot of different generals. It's not just one dude at the top.
Well, I mean he's
high up in the army. So gets him fired. All of a sudden, his car goes 100 miles an hour into a tree on a residential drive. No alcohol. You know, he didn't have any, like, signs of alcohol. People around him said he didn't drink.
Yeah.
And it said 2 hours beforehand, he was, like, emailing people. I don't know if it was 2 hours. It was, like, a couple hours beforehand, he's emailing people saying, like, I got to go off the grid. The FBI is, like, keeping tabs on me or whatever. And then he dies in a car accident a 2013 model car explodes.
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 Literally. Explodes. I've seen that video where it's, like, it wasn't, I understand people were talking about, like, the video, and they were mentioning three explosions. One that was kind of, like, a typical one, but then there was a huge one that shouldn't have been produced at all from just the materials within the car.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you do have one journalist like that. He gets killed because of... I'm not saying the government killed him, you know, like fucking Obama signed a bill to kill this dude.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, let's say, like, he died. It doesn't look like he fucking crashed his car 100 miles an hour into a tree.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that some other shady shit was going on there.
I've seen this crazy video surfacing around the YouTube, and it was had something to do with electronic, like, car hijackers who possibly might have had it was like an insight into how maybe Michael Hastings could have crashed. You've seen that?
Yeah, no, I haven't seen it.
It had something to do with being able to hijack, like you would hijack like a computer.
Yeah.
Car, you can hijack a car the same way and do the same thing.
Because all new cars have computers.
Yeah, yeah, so like I'm saying, one of those things where you could have hijacked the computer.
Get into that and then drive into a fucking tree.
Right.
It's crazy. So who's to say that on your way home, dude, you're not driving? Who's to say they're not listening right now on this fucking mic? You don't know. That's the scary part, is you just don't know now, because it wasn't even revealed by the government. It's revealed by some dude.
So would you agree that people are doing that, though? You would agree that the government has the possibility, and may have already done it, to the point where they've tried to shut people up by killing them. And adding, like, obviously, an incident scenario into the equation so people don't ask questions.
I mean... I'm not saying it did happen, but I just think it's sad that I can even think of that as a possibility now. You know what I mean? Like, that's in my head. There's doubts in my head now that could even happen. Because it's crazy.
It goes with a lot of things, though. It's not just that. It goes with a lot of things. It goes with certain things like, I mean, I'm still pissed since 9/11 to hear what the real truth is. Not even, like, the real truth. I don't even know what the real truth is. It's just, I want to hear what my government has to say. Really.
But that's the thing, you're not gonna.
You're not gonna.
Because...
Stupid.
Rather just leave it in the dark, because then you have doubts and everybody can argue over it, because then if you have a statement, then they can use that statement for everything.
Right.
So, keep everybody in the dark. You can just do what you've been doing for forever. They've been doing shit like this forever, it seems like.
Right.
It's like, what are we gonna do? What are we gonna... Especially...
Well, I'm gonna... Fuck this, man. I'm gonna start changing my life. I'm gonna start changing my life a little bit around. I'm gonna start giving a little bit more. I mean, I've always been, like... Nice to people around me.
But you still have a phone. You still talk on the phone. You still have internet. You still do all this thing. So they can... your phone, they can find out where you are right now. They can use the GPS in your phone.
Yeah.
Even if it's off.
Come right into this house. Well, I would hope that this shit would stay recording. I hope one day, dude, that this door gets knocked the fuck down.
Don't say that.
And they're saying it down! And then we're like, oh, shit. And, you know, somehow this is still recording.
Dude, they're taking a bat to this mic real quick. So fast. This computer's getting magnets all over it. Done. Game over.
You think it's going to destroy the hard drive?
A magnet over your hard... Yeah, put a magnet on your computer when you get home. Like, over the hard drive. No, see what happens. Gone. Everything, dude. So fast.
Well, that's how information is inscribed, right? On a hard drive is through magnets, right?
I couldn't tell you, dude.
Yeah.
I have no idea. You put some shit in some shit and you plug it in and then that's it. I have no idea how that works. Tomorrow's a tax-free day. I don't know if you knew that.
No, I didn't know that. What's everyone out there? Go out and buy a car?
Go out the, no, $2,500. So, computer tomorrow. If you're listening before August 10th.
Yeah.
10th and 11th. Well, this is Massachusetts, I think. I don't know if it's all over the country, but I'm going to make some big purchases tomorrow, maybe.
Like what?
I don't know. I'm not telling you. Might be a surprise.
You don't tell me, because you tell me, you tell the NSA.
Exactly. We're coming up on our break here. Adam is not drunk yet. He's still drinking, but he's not
drunk.
I got
one more.
I mean, we usually, like, take a little bit in the break, so he'll probably be a little, like, slurred when we get back.
Please.
Please.
Please bear with us.
If you want to listen to Adam drunk, you can go back to the Drunk Cast. All of us were drunk, actually. It was it's a good episode. You can listen to some de-evolution, if you will, of the human psyche, of what alcohol can do to you.
So stay tuned. We got more coming up after this. We also got a freestyle at the end of this. And for most of you people out there who don't really know about Positive Podcasts, head to Facebook and head to Twitter at Positive Podcasts and get to know us a little bit more. You know, ask us some questions and give us some feedback. And that's all I really have to say about that.
Oh, actually, before we go on break, we were featured on the Succotash Show. It's basically a podcast that features comedy podcasts.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, and we were making top 10. We made top 10. Of motherfucking Podomatic on the comedy category. That's a huge leap. Yeah. So, I feel...
If you were involved in that, you can congratulate yourself, give yourself a pat on the back for that Just.
I'm gonna give you a shoulder rub for.
Like he's really doing it too. It's
kind of weird. Yeah. Well, hold on. I'm gonna give you a shoulder rub and
right.
a pat on the back, and you know we both did it.
All
right. We were on 10.
Stop playing footsies with me right now. It's kind of weird.
Stop.
All right. We'll be back in a short break.
Yo, Barack Obama the Llama. What's going on, dude? We're here. What's up?
Hey, Positive Podcast Voice. Take a seat. I understand you have a lot of questions. So go ahead and ask.
Why is weed not legalized?
Let's attend to the situation. I've called you over here for a positive matter. And I believe you Positive Podcast Boys should just sit and listen. I have quite a thing to tell you guys. We're experiencing negativity in this area right here, if we're talking about Iraq and Afghanistan. We need you boys to head down there and make it more positive for us. Now, can you do that?
I mean, we can, but I don't want to get shot. I don't want to get fucked with. I mean, they really don't like us over there. There's a lot of dead babies, a lot of dead...
Well, hold on, Josh. We should talk about money here real quick.
All right.
Ah, that's good. Well, I'm prepared to offer you more money than you can ever offer. Or receive. How about $2,300,000? How's that sound?
Virgins?
No, money.
What, yeah, and virgins.
Oh.
That's why I'm here.
Oh. Well, let me speak to my officers.
And I don't want the virgins that bleed. I want the virgins that's good sex, not the weird sex.
I'm aware of the good virgins. I've had a little bit of taste in my time, okay? Yes. 72 versions.
And legalize weed.
And, okay, we will legalize weed across America.
Pinky swear.
Well, I'm not, a presidential swear, okay?
Kiss it.
Yeah, motherfucker, Barack, kiss that shit.
Kiss it! All right. I will kiss it for you guys and Positive Podcast Boys. Mwah! All
right, we got good. When's the next flight out, I guess?
You guys will be deployed to Afghanistan, and from there you will meet up with one of our generals who will help you in your mission. Now, I respect you guys, and I promise that after this assignment that you will get what you need. Virgins will be here waiting for you, and I congratulate you boys for being as magnificent as you are. This is straight from the president, so on behalf of the president and the United States of America, we grant you the key to the world, if you will. And that's about as much as I can offer you. Now, will you take that? Or will you be considered a terrorist? Or I will have to put you in Guantanamo. All
right, let's go. We're going to Iraq.
Guess we have to now, huh? And we're back.
We are.
Doing new stuff. Gonna try and make Positive Podcast a little bit more positive.
Yeah, I'm excited for these Iraqi children to experience our different approach at news, you know? A different approach at life, if you will.
If anything, it's going to make everyone's life more positive to see us making everyone else's life, who doesn't have the positive things in their life, more positive.
Yeah. A lot of P's, a lot of alliterations. I think it'll help.
I'm thinking more alliterations for everybody
at this point in our lives. Positive Podcast. I remember when we first came up with it. The first thing with that was like, alliterations, dude. That's perfect. That'll get us popular just by people pop, 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 episodes in of an hour-long each week conversation of us talking.
I guess we're going to be interviewing these guys from Martha and Eric podcast, who we got an interview set up with them next Friday. So if you guys are going to be around next Friday, please stay tuned for that. It should be out that same time around today, next Friday. I'm not really sure what we're going to talk about. It's going to probably bring up some questions about how it is to do what we basically be doing, but from a different perspective.
How was the first time you had sex?
No, not really that, but more about podcasts. And then we'll get into that afterwards. This is going to be more of a podcast. I mean, we're interviewing them without the whole, let's really care about them. I mean, we care about certain things, but after that, it's just going to be, a combination of ranting back and forth.
It's basically, we want to hear what you say, but we don't care. Is that what you're saying?
We care.
Okay.
To an extent.
I like those questions. I like getting into, when you talk to people, and you start asking, so, what do you believe in the deep stuff? What do you think comes after death? And it's fun to get in those conversations with people you never really talk to because you get this real good like view of them right off the bat. You can really tell like what's coming out of them right from the get-go.
Those situations you definitely work up to.
Yeah, it's hard to do that in the real world, if you will, the physical realm. So I think a podcast is a perfect example where you can have interviews with people where they can get real deep in the comfort of their own home and give their own view without feeling they're going to get attacked by a Christian.
Like, we're both sitting here on the opposite side of the table, and as soon as one of them says, like, well, them faggots, and I give them a look like, do you mean faggot, nigga?
Do you mean faggot? I'm gay. That's what you said.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you were rubbing me before the break.
Right.
One beer, you start rubbing me. You know? Now Adam is sucking on a... What is that? Is that our sponsor? What is that?
No, these are not our sponsors. But I can't imagine until we get a sponsor.
Get tobacco sponsors?
No, this is more like a electrical e-cig.
An e-cig.
But it's not one of those like blue cigs that they have out there. This is like for, it's basically hashish oil. The same stuff that they use in hashish.
Okay.
And it has nicotine in it, but everything else is like a food, not a food coloring, but some kind of food... oil.
Some type of something.
It's an oil.
It could be
called... Or it's not really... No, it's not harmful to you. You're just inhaling oils and you digest it like any other oil.
Alright. Alright, we are now sponsored by oil. From the ground.
Give me more of that oil.
So, I believe before the break, you wanted to talk... Or during the break, you wanted to talk about Mr. Obama himself. Do you have something to say? I mean, you better be careful what you say right now because... Shit could pop off. I really don't want to get gagged and thrown in
Guantanamo. Nah, man, I got nothing to say really about Obama. I mean, the only reason why I really voted for him was because he was black.
Did you vote?
No.
I believe you said that in another podcast. You didn't even vote. So, all right.
The only reason why I would vote for him is because he was black. I mean, I wanted that shit to happen in my lifetime.
Just so, black, right?
It's just, we got the first president of the United States of America that was black was in my lifetime.
I think people like new things. Like, people like to see new things. They don't like the same old. So as soon as they saw a black president, everybody was like, well, it's never happened before. Let's just do it to see what happens. Because we had a bunch of white dudes. We might as well try the black dude.
Right.
Like, half of the whole thing was like, oh, he's a black guy. He's going to be president. Like, I feel like there was a lot of like, yeah. It was like really hyped up. Obviously, he was talking about change and all this stuff, hope and change and all that.
Well, I mean, like, he was talking about change because he was a change.
Yeah,
he was the change, like the front leader of change. Like, this is the first thing that's changing right now is that you're going to be having a black president in office.
He ran on a big, you know, one of his big policies was that he's going to close Guantanamo Bay.
Hasn't done that.
Has not done that. I'm not sitting here being that guy who's like, fuck Obama, man. You know, I'm sure it's a hard job, but I've come to be a teenager, like, in that time when he was... I was, I think, 18 when he was first elected.
Yeah.
So I really got more, like, into politics and more into, like, the whole system than beforehand.
Yeah.
So seeing just how it was, like, a manipulative thing where it's, like, a whole marketing scheme and it's a whole, like, advertising campaign.
Right.
To make you think, Obama's cool. He's going to be the cool guy.
That's the thing. You're right. I mean, he is a cool guy. So I don't really think anymore that he's, like, given that role as the president. It's more like a celebrity to me.
Yeah.
I see him, like, being made fun of and appearing on, like, Conan O'Brien and appearing on The Tonight Show and Jay Leno. It's like, dude, you're the president, all right? You don't deserve fucking celebrity status.
Well, he's going to get it no matter what. People want to talk about him. People, I mean, we're sitting here talking about him because of what we have to say. You know, we have complaints.
To me, though, it's basically what followed. I mean, I understand that he is the first black president and he is cool. And I think that he does have a personality where everyone can joke around with him. And that's why you see him on places like, you know, and he's a humble dude. Honestly, he's a humble dude. Less uptight. I don't feel like there's as much secrets with Mr. Obama than there were with plenty of other presidents. But, I mean, he's a cool dude and could take the joke.
But see, I think that the whole thing that you even had that opinion of him is just this brilliant marketing scheme that can put, like, a spin on the way you feel about him. You know, I feel like everything that is filmed with Obama, it's very, like, it's written out. It's very prepared. Everything, you know... All these interviews, Tonight Shows, and all this, I don't think it's just he walks up and he has his own, like, brain pumping out stuff. I think
So there's always a writer there for him to kind of not fuck up.
Yeah, he's the president, dude. He's got people surrounding him to make him seem like... Because he's the face of America, you know? He needs to seem, like, confident. He needs to seem like he's in control, powerful, but at the same time, he's like you and me.
So you can't fuck up at all. If he does fuck up, he's looked at as less of a man.
Yeah, I'm sure if I was a president, I would fuck up, too. I'd probably say I was going to do all this stuff, and I'm sure it's hard to get shit done. But at the same time, it's kind of sketchy, you know, when you see all these promises, and then it goes into this, now we're getting watched by everybody, and all, you just find out, I think in the past couple months, we found out so much shit that is just, like, mind-blowing to me.
What did we find out?
The whole, like, people listening to your conversations and everything, the whole just... You're being watched all the time. It's not even like they're spying on people abroad. They're spying on people who live in America. You know what I mean? They're collecting all that data. And I'm not saying I'm a, you know, a lot of people say if you did nothing wrong, then you have nothing to worry about. Mm. And that's true. I guess that is, at one point, society needs to go to the point where if you're following the law, you have nothing to worry about. Mm. But I don't trust people. That's the thing. I don't trust some random dude in an office who can look at my shit and then... somewhere down the line, I'm banging his ex-girlfriend, and he doesn't like that, and he can use his fucking software to finagle me and make me look like a terrorist.
The only possible way you would ever be involved in any type of confrontation with the NSA would be the fact that you would be banging someone's girlfriend.
Well, that's not even, what we're doing right now, this podcast?
Yeah.
You never know, dude. You say the wrong thing, it gets heard by the wrong person, you could get locked up.
That's what I'm saying, they make that discrimination. Whether or not, like, yeah, we're going to fuck with this guy.
Exactly.
Or I don't feel like we don't have to teach him a lesson.
And it's not like it's some like, huge organization that has moral people, ethical people that are just making these decisions. It's just random people that you don't ever even met before. People you don't know. People, it's not like you're going to court for this stuff. It's like, oh, you're a terrorist. Now you're in terrorist court. Now we're detaining you as a terrorist threat. And it's not like you're going to court and getting your day in court. You're just in a cell now till they decide what to do with you.
Yeah.
You know? And
Guantanamo.
Right now, I think people see that and go, that'll never happen to me. But who's to say what's going to happen 10 years down the line, 20 years down the line, when I think a lot of power is going to be challenged? I think a lot of people are going to look at the way the things are now, and with things like the internet coming in and changing the way we interact with the world,
right. You
have more of a global environment where you can know what's going on and Egypt, and you can know what's going on in these other countries, and you can see kind of like how we're treating other people,
right.
And you don't agree with it. So now there's more dissent and more just non-agreement with what's going on, and it's like the government, or the power, I shouldn't say the government, I should say the people who are in power, they're not going to want to lose power. You know, people who have power don't want to lose power.
Right.
So it's not just going to be, oh, we're going to let this happen. Say you got somebody who's doing a podcast like this. So you got somebody who's spreading the word. The first thing you're going to want to do is take that person and get rid of them. You know?
Right,
you don't want people spreading the word. So it might not happen now, but 10 years, 20 years from now, you never know, man, with stuff like that in place.
Why didn't they expect that to happen, though? I mean, like, when you're running such a secret organization, you would think that someone would come out and say something.
Well, that's what happened. You got a guy who was a high school dropout coming out, getting hired there in the first place. That means they hired a dude who didn't even complete high school.
Didn't complete high school?
No. What? High school dropout. They hire him. And he comes out and
says... Was he nasty with computers or some shit like that?
I mean, I don't know all the details. I'm assuming he... It doesn't matter. Regardless, you know, you're going to look at the guy and say, oh...
Well, do you applaud for him in his actions? Or do you look at him
definitely.
Like... Yeah, hell yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying, you know, whatever. It doesn't... I'm just saying the requirement to get hired there... He didn't have college. He didn't... You know, high school dropout. They hired this guy.
Yeah, but so I would do the same thing, though. I mean, if you can come up and show me that you... definitely have the skills to do what everyone else is doing, even though you don't have a college or high school education, then fuck it, you deserve a job, dude.
I'm not saying he doesn't, but I'm just saying that's the kind of person that gets hired. Okay, he does the right thing. But who's to say another dude, you know, it doesn't seem like they're doing this big background check on these people. It doesn't seem like they're really looking at it, because obviously...
Who's to say they're not doing a big background check?
They hired a dude who doesn't have a high school diploma.
They knew that.
Did they know that?
They probably did.
You don't know that. That's what I'm saying. How many people are working there that are getting their ex-girlfriends getting banged by some dude? You know what I'm saying? You know how dudes act when they're getting banged by their ex-girlfriends getting banged.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Their fucking guys get crazy, dude. And if you got power, you look at cops. Cops get crazy, dude. Cops will just beat that ass. They don't care.
Dude, I've been watching a lot of police brutality videos.
That's what I'm saying.
A lot.
Power.
And it seems like to me that the majority of the people who are involved in those things are black.
Oh,
especially police brutality. Oh my god, I've never seen police take it to so far extent.
It's either black or like urban, like more of like a like an urban looking individual,
right? Like
a
white maybe dude you didn't with, complete high school.
Yeah, white dude with tattoos and baggy pants.
Yeah,
it's still like you're looking at it as a class. Like you're seeing this poor, like, low-class citizen, you know, not a lot of money, and they're kind of treating them as though they have a gun and they're selling drugs and they're going to shoot the dog because the dog's attacking every time. You know, that's how it is. Yeah. You see so many videos, and I'm sure there's cops out there who do the right thing, but you see so many videos on YouTube all the time. It's like every other week there's a new video that comes out of some dude getting his ass beat by, like, seven cops. You see him with his hands up, thrown on the ground, and everybody surrounds him, starts punching
him. Beat his ass!
Because if that's you, I'm telling you, all it takes is that one time to happen to you, and you're going to change your mind on everything. You're going to look at cops like assholes. You're going to look at the whole power structure, of course, fuck the police, all that shit. Just that, you know, we're privileged to not have to deal with that.
Dude, I do that till this day. I mean, every time I get into a situation, I feel like, damn, I'm about to get fucking screwed by the cops. Somehow, or some way, they're going to try to enforce their authority because they know their power. They know they're allowed to do certain things. I feel like there needs to be more education on how to deal with police. You go to the school, you should be able to learn how to deal with police.
That's not going to happen.
Especially with young black people in young urban areas. That should be a part of the curriculum, is how to properly deal with the police. Not to lose your control and be like, well, I know my rights, motherfucker. And, you know, that's just going to get you in trouble.
Yeah.
Obviously, you want to come off being intelligent, but yet not overstepping your boundaries as like, well, I know what you're going to do, you fucking pig. Like, come on. Obviously, that's going to get you in trouble, but you should be able to assess the situation and be like, yeah, I know what I can do here and I know what I can't do here.
I think the way I do it is I treat the cop as he's just a guy with a job, but at the same time, I try to be just easy. You know what I mean? I try to, like, if I feel I'm getting, like, fucked over, then that's one. I've never really felt that dealing with a cop yet. That's one thing, but usually if you deal with cops as people, you're just,
that's the
like,
thing,
I understand.
You probably never, it's so inconspicuous that you've never really felt as if, like, damn, this is cheap. Because, like, this thing about it, some cops get this feeling, a lot of cops out there have this quota that they have to fulfill. Right?
Yeah.
So, what makes you think that you weren't part of that quota?
That's okay.
That they go, okay, well, another time, if they had the quota, or they were just feeling a certain way, they'd be lenient and let you go. And other times, you just got in a bad situation, now you're part of this fucking problem that they have, not the problem that, you know, that you should be penalized for. Especially when it comes to ridiculous tickets.
Yeah, well, you got this rage inside of you right now over weed.
Hey, I'm saying, listen, I mean, I just feel like weed is going to be legal one day within my lifetime. I know that. I feel like I know that. And I shouldn't be fucking being charged for possession of it. You know, it's if anything, anywhere else, $30 for what I had. But now I'm getting charged $140 on a ticket? Like, come on, dude. If anything, I'll pay for the weed for what it was worth. But don't give me some outrageous ticket that just because, you know, you're trying to hold on to that little bit of revenue that's bringing in that revenue for you. You know, I understand it's a huge part of your revenue as, you know, a police state. I'm just outraged by the fact that people don't say as much. And there's nothing you can say about it. Like I was saying earlier, I went to this lady and she all of a sudden just came up with some ridiculous number and was like, oh, $100. Like, why not 50? Why not free? You know, what the fuck? Why do I have to pay $100? Like, with this $100, I can get an ounce or something like that somewhere.
You could.
Or a quarter.
Yeah, but...
And smoke that, you know?
But you could have paid $240. That's the thing.
To the law, I should have paid $240.
Exactly. So it's more of a, let's
You think
negotiate.
Someone's helping me out, though?
I think you got helped out by her. I don't think she... I mean, maybe she does have the power to be like, no.
She maybe helped me out, but it was the fact that they know that a lot of people just procrastinate shit. That someone in my situation, not a lot of people go, yeah, I'm just going to pay it. Because most people, okay, they do pay it, no questions asked, boom, $240 in their pockets. And then when it comes down to me, actually, okay, I want to fight this, well, the most you can do is $140 less, and you have to pay $100. Is that okay with you? And that's basically how she asked me. Is that okay with you? No, it's not okay with me.
I wish you said no.
I should have said no. I'd be sitting there, and then all of a sudden there'd be a correctional officer in my bag, like, get up, get your ass up.
You could. I could see you going to jail and court, getting angry, like having like just freaking out, and then ending up in contempt. Just like, damn it, I fucked up.
You are in contempt with the law. I get to see it like now, like I'm some kind of fucking. You don't know the meaning of the truth. Like what? What are you talking about?
I mean, I don't know. I think cops get a lot of like heat because of all this videos on YouTube. But if I was a cop, I'd probably be more cautious and more authoritative over people because All it takes is you go up to one dude, he's got a gun on him and shooting at you to change your whole outlook. Like I said, it takes one cop to beat your ass. It takes one cop to go up to a dude with a gun, and now he's going to look at every situation a little differently than before.
Yeah.
You know, so I think people are people, and people just have jobs.
But, I mean, there's a certain situation involving the training, too. It's the fact that certain cops are just getting trained. They probably don't even have that type of personality before they get involved. But as soon as they go through the whole training process, next thing you know, they're taking a situation, and a certain cop would assume that they're right automatically. I mean, they have to uphold that truth in the court of law. I mean, we as a people assume that these cops, when they're involved in situations, that they have to be truthful. That they have to. That's a part of their job. That's the oath that they took. But, I mean, and again, it's so fucking lenient nowadays. It's just like, even a cop will give you a ticket and be like, oh, $100. Like, when a fine for a certain ticket says up to a certain amount, that means a cop has the discretion of giving you some kind of fucking number in between that, between the minimum and the maximum.
Well, I think the reason that's there is because there's different situations. You know, there's, oh, I had to pee so bad that I was speeding. And then there's, oh, I was speeding because I'm trying to race my friend on the side of me. You know?
So you're saying that because, I mean, how's the cop going to figure that out?
I'm just saying.
Only because of your opinion?
I'm just coming up with ideas. I don't know. I have no
idea.
But
that's what I'm saying, though.
You don't know. You don't know the situation. You know what I mean? It's like, you're looking at it from the point of view of the one who was wronged. You know, you're the one who had to pay the fee. But what about the people who assess the fee? Maybe they don't have enough money. I mean, I'm sure they have enough money to get shit, but they need that income.
And no, the cops need that quota. It's just like, okay, the city needs that income, the cops need the quota, and the people, and usually the people who are getting fucked on this type of fucking deal are the people who don't have the money.
Well, that's the thing. I think it's more of a system than it is the cop itself. It's more of the whole system. Look at CNS. We worked there. We had a quota.
Yeah.
We had 100%.
Right.
And if you don't get that quota, you're going to get fired.
Right.
So.
But it's more fucked up that the cops have to deal with a quota. Like, you would think that they didn't have to write a ticket as much as they had to fulfill that quota in their time period, because there was a drop in ticket fees, or there was a drop in people violating the law, traffic laws.
Yeah.
But no, you couldn't figure that out because people were just writing up tickets for dumbass reasons, or maybe being less lenient. When, say, a person, say, was, oh, I had to take a piss. Well, that's not my cop would go, that's not my fault. Here's a $200 ticket.
But that's the thing. It's not his fault. You were speeding. You broke the law, dude. That's the law.
But it's their discretion, though.
That's true.
They can pull you over. Yes, they can. And they're just doing their job at that point. But that's just a failsafe that they have. They can tell you that, well, I'm just doing my job. But yet, you know, if you were in that position and say you saw yourself doing that, and maybe just so happenly that you have experience where you go, man, I understand where that guy's coming from. And then all of a sudden you don't give a shit. But it's someone that you have, like, a bad experience with, say, like, black people, now all of a sudden you're racist. You know, a lot of shit is just going to be picked up through your condition throughout the police force. And your experiences throughout meeting people. Which is fucked up.
So how has this whole situation changed your view on police?
I hate police. I don't hate all police. I hate most police.
You hate a uniform.
I hate a uniform.
In a badge. You hate
that. I hate the fact that they say that they're here to protect and serve when they're not doing that.
What do you think it is all about, then?
I think it's all about money.
So what happens when somebody's breaking into your house?
Well, if I call the police up, I would expect them to be there in 5 minutes, but for all I know, they might be there in 10 to 15, 20 minutes.
So, I see what you're saying.
Right.
There's an anger involved. I think there's a deep-seated anger. I think
that's why, you know what I'm saying? Like, I should be able to allow to have a gun, because I shouldn't have to wait for the cops to be here in 15 minutes when the situation is happening now.
That's true.
I should have the gun and be able to make that decision on my own. And depending on whether or not I had an escape, or if there was a way for me to dissolve the issue, fuck that. If the guy is in my house, I should be like, bang, bang, you're done.
Yeah, well, you can get a gun.
I can get a gun, but there's so many different processes where they go, oh, wait. You know what? Actually, you shouldn't have a gun. Because we don't understand you. We think that maybe you shouldn't have a gun. We're going to limit of what kind of caliber gun you should have, or what kind of, like, you know, you shouldn't be allowed to have an automatic, or you shouldn't be allowed to have this, this, and that.
Well, would you want everybody carrying around automatic guns? I wouldn't.
No.
Because then all it takes is the fucking, some dude flipped me off in traffic, and now he's pissed, I'm pissed, he's shooting at me all of a sudden, and now it's a fucking firefight over dumb shit because everybody has it, you know what I mean? I'm not saying everybody's going to do that, but there's stupid people out there who will do that.
Yeah.
Dudes who get angry at guys and they'll fucking hit them with a bat in the side of the head, not realize you're going to kill somebody like that.
Right. Yeah, but they can go even smaller with just like a simple shove.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like,
you give someone a simple shove and next thing you know, they're tripping over their foot, banging their head on the ground, boom, knocked out.
People have big egos and they feel offended by somebody, like they got put down by somebody, now they're going to get them back.
You know? Right.
It's like, oh, I'm going to shoot him now. Gets to that point because it just escalates.
I just want people to be more positive. And people can be more positive. I mean, it just, the thing about the police, though, considering we're on this topic, the problem starts with the police. I entrust in the police to be perfect, flawless, no exceptions. You know what I mean? And in understanding that they're not, there's only hope for some slip-up, but it's not on me, it's on you. You're the one who's supposed to protect and serve, but yet you see a lot of cops approach every situation with the utmost authority, and the only way to obviously help themselves from not getting shot, which I understand, but what are you doing in a job where the situation is so dangerous that now you got to handle it with, you know, hurting people around you in order to protect yourself? It's not to protect and serve, it's to help yourself and your benefits and your job and hope that you don't get fired type of serve. It's not, I hope that, you know, you obviously get away in this situation and your life is better. No. They're only out there doing their job because the person above them, their chief, their sergeant, is telling them to do this. That we need more of this from you because you're not performing. So, performing how? What do you mean? You got your job, you got your thing, you know, you're in your cop car. People are automatically scared of you on the traffic zone. So as soon as people see you, you're just like, oh, okay, well, I need to act my best, you know. And a cop sees you take like a right turn on a no turn red sign and you didn't cause an accident, and he wants to pull you over. I understand the damage, but like, damn, like he didn't really do much. Now I gotta go out and give him a ticket?
Well, at the end of the day, what is it? Fuck the police for you?
Fuck the police.
That's your motto of the story?
Fuck the police.
Yeah.
Fuck those pigs, dude.
Thank you guys for listening.
Is that the end?
That's the end. If you haven't already, follow us on Twitter at Positive Podcast. Instagram, same thing. Tell your friends. We got freestyles. We had a freestyle volume 1 came out.
Shout out to Succotash Podcast at Podcast. They definitely hooked us up with some, you know, airtime on their podcast.
Yeah.
That was cool. Episode 66.
Yeah. Other than that, come back next week for our interview with the Martha and Eric podcast.
Yes. They'll be, it's going to be aired probably on Friday. I think we should have it done, maybe on Saturday because we're probably going to be doing it around 9 o'clock on a Friday. So it probably won't be released till Saturday. So you guys should stick around for Saturday when that comes out. But in the meantime, iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter. You know, there's so many goddamn medias out there. I know you guys are on it. Just come by and say hello, rate, give us a 5-star, and just comment.
And on that note, stay positive.
Yeah.
They call me in Iraq, I'm going there. Gotta get that gold back. We go in there, that oil back, quarterback. I drop back, throwing bomb pass. I got that, it's all that. What I'm saying is that I'm the best, and what I'm saying is that you can't get me like the rest. It's the Iraqi freedom on the mission, and if you fucking with me, then you are a Christian. Cause I'm religion on the beat right now, and that M-Dad's gonna drop it. I don't know real how he's doing. When he drops it, he's gonna tell me how he's feeling now. Tell him everybody, you'll see. Who ready is they? Cause I'm coming up in the project looking for the way. Now we up in Iraq, cause I'm smacking up Annie Jack. Who wants to give me that? I have it on my back. It's a backpack and full of weed, son. You wanna get the NSA, but that's okay, grunt. Yeah, and even though the fucking cookie monster's taking all cookies, I'm looking for the rookie, looking for the disc jockey. I stay cocky. Even though I'm looking for the fucking weed, I'm looking real cocky. Cause I give it to Josh and he gives it back. I'm doing stupid things up on this fucking track.
Yeah, smoking that hash. Hashish on my body. Feeling good, feeling great. Y'all didn't know what it is. Cause.
got my beef, I'm looking for Muhammad, yeah, I'm coming at you, yeah, you already know that I got it, I got beef flow, it's missiles at your door, coming up the top, it's a drone strike, no more, full, you body's breaking, it's all over, bro, yeah, your bones is breaking, they at the front door, with that soldier flow, popping it off, we popped off, we dropping off those bombs, and now you ain't getting off the earth. So crushing while the verges I'm crushing, I got it all day, yeah. You gotta be rushing to me to make it believe that you could do anything with me, cause Americans is all that I see. We got the NSA, they spying all up on me, but we got the US on me. So what do? I'm just thinking about what I gotta do after school. I don't know what I'm doing, my flow's feeling stupid. Your girl's on my back and I make it Cupid flow. She's shooting me in the heart, and I already got it from the start.